This is at L6I, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for February 2011. Tonight, presidential comment on the international scene.
Hams respond to an earthquake that devastates parts of Christchurch, New Zealand. 500 kilohertz digitally across the Atlantic Ocean.
A Conference 2011 update and Waro News. That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Auckland. As always, leading the broadcast, presidential comment. From New Plymouth, here's our President Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Roy?
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. The destructive earthquake that jolted Christchurch on Tuesday was something that folk down there did not need. My sympathy, thoughts and prayers are extended to all amateurs affected and to all citizens of that fine city. I have also received messages of concern and offers of help from the Radio Society of Great Britain, the American Radio Relay League, the Irish Radio Transmitter Society, the South African Radio Relay League, the Turkish Amateurs, and the Wireless Institute of Australia. There are amateurs from all over the world who are concerned for your welfare. Council held a face-to-face meeting on the 19th of this month. A report on this meeting has been circulated in HQ InfoLine. NZART elections for president and the Northern District councillors are currently being conducted. I urge you all to cast your votes. This is your chance to choose those who will run things for the next 2 years. It is concerning that there are 3 out of the 4 districts where no elections are necessary. Those south of the Waitaki River should be canvassing members to see if there are any volunteers to fill the vacancy that will result from there being no nominations. It gives a candidate a sense of being wanted when they are elected by a majority vote and not just given the job because they were the only one to put their hand up. It doesn't bode good for the future health of NZART if only 9 nominees for council can be obtained from over 1,500 members. Next year, there will be an IARU Region 3 meeting in Ho Chi Minh City, as well as WRC 12 in Geneva. Both of these will be expensive, and members should be considering how these can be funded without either raising a subscription or dipping into reserves. These meetings are important because it is at them that our frequencies are decided. Without frequencies, we don't have a hobby. Well, Jim, that's my presidential bit for this month. Back to you.
Thank you, Roy. The president of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. NZART Council held a face-to-face meeting at Wellington Airport on the 19th of February. Here are the key points from the meeting based on the report published in last Sunday's issue of Headquarters InfoLine. Council has decided to seek legal opinion on the compliance of the Wellington VHF Group and the Radio Electronic Group's constitutions with the NZART constitution. These will be forwarded to Alan Stewart at Malcolm Webster and Kilpatrick Solicitors for opinion. The association's draft annual accounts were approved, and Evan Sayer was thanked for the work he had done. Evan suggested that the constitution requires an update in order for NZART to gain charitable status and to save paying considerable tax. Ways to do this are being considered. An application for branch status was received from the Radio Electronics Group. As per the NZART constitution requirement, local branches Cambridge, Te Awamutu, Huntly, Hamilton, Raglan, Waitomo and Waikato VHF Group are to be contacted, seeking their opinions to awarding the Radio Electronic Group branch status and if such status would adversely affect them. Responses are expected to be received by council by the end of April. 13 remits have been received for the annual general meeting in June. Each of these was classified as constitutional or transmitting or non-transmitting. These remits, along with annual reports, will be published in your next issue of Break-In. Jamie Pye, ZL2NN, and Jim Titzler, ZL2IA, were appointed joint moderators of the NZART Members Reflector. Council was addressed by Dick Greenbank, ZL2TGQ, of ARTANS, who explained the ARTANS aims and objects. A decision was made not to support ARTANS. Business manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, gave council a report on the arrangements for the 2011 conference to be held in Silverstream. Everything is looking good for this event. Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, gave a report on the progress being made for the 2012 conference to be held in Nelson. And that's the key points from the HQ InfoLine report. To Upper Hutt we go now, and it's a very good evening to NZART's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. To all our family, friends and colleagues in Christchurch, our prayers and thoughts are with you at this devastating time. For those listening to tonight's broadcast in the Canterbury area, if there is anything that the Amateur Radio Fraternity can do for you, please send a message to either myself or Roy, ZL2KH, and we will endeavour to help in whatever way we can. Branch secretaries, I will be sending out your branch membership statistics in the next couple of weeks for use at your REMIT meetings. Remember, REMITs will be published in the March-April issue of Break-In. Council elections close on the 20th of March. Therefore, all voting papers need to be at headquarters on or before this date. As advised in a special edition of HQ InfoLine, some envelopes were not received in Break-In to return your votes. If this has happened to you, please take the following action. Address a plain envelope to the returning officer. Then place this inside another envelope and address to the returning officer, NZART, Free Post 3565, P.O. Box 40525, Upper Hutt, postcode 5140. On the back of the envelope, include the following details: your name, your call sign, and your address. This will confirm your membership status so your vote can be counted. Please do not send any other information in these envelopes, as they will be destroyed after the elections. For those of you who have included your Break-In Reader's Survey form in the election envelope, I have forwarded them to John Walker, however cannot guarantee they will be placed in the lucky prize draw. Finally, data mail did not include branch details and membership expiration dates on the front wrapper. You will only have received January-February Break-In if your membership is current to the end of 2011. Therefore, you don't need to confirm if you are financial. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. The Te Puke Amateur Radio Club give notice of their annual junk sale to be held next Saturday, the 5th of March. The venue will be the Paengaroa Community Hall, Paengaroa. If you require further information, contact Sid Rowe, ZL1LWR, at telephone 07-533-1029, 07-533-1029, or you can email Sid, sid.rowe, at extra.co.nz, and that row has an E in it. NZRT's AGM and conference occurs over Queen's Birthday weekend in June. With the conference update, here's Conference Committee Chairman Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI.
Good evening, listeners. As you will all be aware, this year the NZRT conference will be hosted in Upper Hutt. So please accept this as your invitation to attend and to support your association in 2011. The conference will run from Friday, 3rd of June, until Monday, 6th of June. The venue for this year's conference is the Silverstream Retreat. This venue is located between Stokes Valley and Silverstream Upper Hutt, easily accessible from State Highway 2. One advantage with this site is the provision of on-site accommodation. There are three types of accommodation for those wishing to avail themselves of the service: motel units, share twin rooms, and bunk-styled accommodation. All accommodation inquiries will be dealt with by the organising committee, not by the conference venue. There are additional motels in Upper Hutt, as well as a camping ground to the north of the Upper Hutt CBD. All pricing on accommodation will be available from the 10th of March from the NZART website, headquarters info line from the 20th of March issue, and in the March-April issue of Break-In, due out in early April. There will be some parking spaces for those with camper vans, but no mains power connections are available. contact the conference organising committee to reserve your space. The cost will be the same as bunk-styled accommodation. Alternative program planning. To those attending the conference and considering attending the alternative program over the weekend, you must state on your conference registration form whether you are attending the amateur program or the alternative program. You will not be able to make your mind up on the day and change from one to the other. The reason is that when booking the alternative program events and catering, we cannot simply increase numbers on the day to accommodate those who change their mind. So finally, please direct all conference inquiries and accommodation inquiries and accommodation requests to the organising committee by email to uh.conference2011@gmail.com. I'll repeat that, uh.conference2011@gmail.com, or postal to NZART Conference 2011, 204 Plateau Road, Upper Hutt, postal code 5018. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. Upper Hutt Conference Committee Chairman, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. To International Amateur Radio News, and for an update, we join Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Rescue workers in Christchurch, New Zealand are in full call-out, this following a devastating shallow level 6.3 Richter scale earthquake which struck the heavily populated business area of the city at 12:51 p.m. Tuesday, February 22nd, local New Zealand time. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, is in Auckland with the rest of the story. Jim.
The utter devastation caused by the quake has severely damaged many buildings in downtown Christchurch, including the main cathedral in the central city. While 120 survivors were pulled from the wreckage during the first night, more than 300 people remain unaccounted for. According to the latest news reports, as many as 75 are dead and scores injured. Others are believed to be trapped in the rubble as buildings simply collapsed, burying anyone inside. Officials expect the death toll to rise as the post-quake relief operation continues. Jim Linton, VK3PC, is the chairman of the IARU Region 3 Disaster Communications Committee. As this newscast is being prepared, VK3PC reports that communications and power have been cut in many areas and water supplies disrupted. Under formal arrangements already in place, members of New Zealand's AREC will find their services put to use as the post-quake rescue operation proceeds. And this is what seems to be happening. In a bulletin, the Wireless Institute of Australia's news service reports that a small team of amateur radio operators are keeping the lines of communications open in earthquake-hit areas of Christchurch. The head of the Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Team, Richard Smart, ZL4FZ, says 10 amateurs are using their two emergency communications vans to keep rescue teams and civil defence staff in touch with one another. Smart notes that one unit is at a major welfare centre. It's providing portable communication so personnel can talk to civil defence officials. The other vehicle is en route to assist search and rescue teams in an area where communication is poor. Smart says that amateur radio operators from around New Zealand are volunteering to help out, and others are sending updates on the disaster to the families of people in Christchurch who are overseas. Meantime, Arnie Coro, CO2KK, the International Amateur Radio Union Region 2 Area C Emergency Coordinator, has issued a note to hams in the Americas. Coro advises users of the 40 and 20 meter bands to be aware of possible earthquake emergency communications traffic taking place in and around the affected areas of New Zealand's South Island, where Christchurch is located. Coro continues that the propagation on 40 metres is more likely to cause problems to the New Zealanders from unintentional QRM coming from the Americas in the window that starts about 2 or 3 hours before sunrise and lasts until sunrise on this side of the path. A similar pattern with a slight time shift shows up on 20 metres as well. More on this story in future reports. From Auckland, New Zealand, on the North Island, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, reporting for the Amateur Radio Newsline.
It should be noted that this is the second quake to hit the Christchurch area since last year. While the 7.1 earthquake last September was more than 30 kilometers underground, the latest 6.3 quake was a mere 5 kilometers in depth. It's been followed by a number of major aftershocks. A new low-frequency record between the United Kingdom and Canada has been set using a newly developed digital mode called ROS, or ROS. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, is in Nottingham in the United Kingdom with the rest of the story.
At 21:34 GMT on the 13th of February, Joe, VO1NA, managed a full beacon decode from Graham, G0NBD, on 502 kHz using the ROS mode. It's believed this was the first live data mode decoded over the Atlantic on this band. The signal to noise ranged from minus 23 to minus 27 decibels, giving a 100% decode of the test message. The transmission was sent using MF7 with an estimated ERP of 1 watt from a 35-foot top-loaded vertical. ROS mode did a good job of resolving the signals despite deep and rapid QSB over the 3,500-kilometer path. At just over a year old, the ROS data mode is relatively new and uses an adaptation of multiple frequency shift keying and forward error correction to help make successful contacts under very difficult band conditions.
I'm Jeremy Boots, G4NJH, and you're tuned to the Amateur Radio Newsline.
The software for the ROS is completely free, but still not legal for use by United States amateurs to transmit with. Nonetheless, U.S. hams are free to listen in on those using it worldwide. More information can be found in cyberspace at rossmodem.wordpress.com. South Africa AMSAT has announced the main payload on the upcoming Kletskoos ham radio CubeSat. The decision is for the tiny bird to carry a linear UHF to VHF transponder with a bandwidth of 20 kHz. The UV mode, which uses a 70-centimeter uplink and a 2-meter downlink, was chosen in line with internationally recommended practice as it will minimize interference. Another aim of this decision is to make possible the satellite to operate over Africa without the need of an access tone to activate the transponder. South Africa AMSAT says that a multi-city team is working on the designs and will soon finalize the transponder specifications. You can visit www.amsatsa.org.za for more information about the Kletskoos project. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline, it's copyright 2011. All rights are reserved.
Thank you, Don. And as always, we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. The Wellington Region Expo 11 is to be held on Easter Saturday, 23rd of April, in conjunction with the VHF Convention at Tawa College. Now, admission is $4. This includes a free drink and entry into the various raffle draws. This will be the 7th Wellington Region trading of radio equipment. There'll be the usual trade displays, trade sales of new amateur equipment, and trading tables of used equipment. Refreshments will be available. Now, all inquiries for the table sale and bookings to Gavin Cross, ZL2TVM, email ZL2HV at nzart.org.nz. Time now for WARA News and its greetings, and welcome to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. All WIOs are invited to get together during the Te Puke Radio Club's annual market day at Paengaroa on Saturday, March the 5th. Meet in the usual room for morning tea and chat. WIOs Thelma Super Memorial Contest on 80 metres is set down for Saturday the 2nd of April and Sunday the 3rd of April from 0800 to 1000 Zulu both evenings. Transmission may be on phone or CW. Details are in the WIRO page of the January-February break-in and also in the bulletin. And I will give you more information in the March official broadcast. We are just 13 and 15 months respectively away from two significant events involving WIRO members in 2012. In March 2012, the 50th anniversary of the formation of WIRO will take place, and celebrations to mark that event are in the planning stage. The second event is in May 2012, when the Australian Alara ladies are hosting an international WIRO meet in Adelaide from the 3rd to the 9th of May, with optional 7 or 9 day tours afterwards. A varied program has been planned, and there's a heap of information regarding the program, plus bookings accommodation on the website, which is www.ylinternational2012.com. Organiser Tina VK5TMC invites YLs and their OMs to express their interest in attending the meet on the website, and there is no obligation attached to this. There will be YLs attending this meet from many parts of the world. Now is the time to start thinking about nominations for the WIRO Achievement Award. This award is given to a Warra member who has made a significant contribution to any aspect of amateur radio. Any Warra member can submit a nomination, and the criteria as laid down will be published in the next bulletin, or you can find them on the Warra website. Nominations are to be sent to Lynette, ZO1LL, preferably by the end of March. That's all from Warra for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Warra, Rosemary Bozier, ZL1RO. Well, normally at this point in the broadcast, we'd cross to Stephen ZL4HD in Christchurch for the branch news. However, Stephen and family, like so many of our friends in Christchurch, was affected by the earthquake. He texted me a day or so back, no water, no power, no telephone, no internet, work's all closed up, no branch news. However, we're all safe down here, talk soon. Well, I've had a flick through the branch newsletters I've received, and here we go. The Suburban Amateur Radio Club, Branch 86, gives advance notice of their AGM to be held on Sunday, April the 10th. Auckland Branch 02 will be holding a fox hunt on Saturday the 19th of March. The hunt will start from the QTH of ZL1WAL at 24 Dingle Road, St Heliers, after a barbecue at noon. All welcome. The Rotorua Amateur Radio Club, Branch 33 NZART, will be holding its next formal meeting and annual general meeting on Tuesday, 15th of March at 7:30pm. The club meets within the Water Sports Building complex, situated at Rotorua's city lakefront, on the road behind the Sound Shell. The next club meeting of Napier Branch 25 will be held in their club rooms on Wednesday, 2nd of March, 7:30pm. The guest speaker for the night will be Lee Jennings at L2AL, who will discuss vertical antennas. The Wairarapa Branch 46, they'll be holding their next meeting on Monday, 7th of March, at 7:30pm in their club rooms at Hood Aerodrome, Masterton. The topic for the evening will be a practical demonstration and discussion of the measurement of deviation in FM transmitters. Now, Hutt Valley Branch 18's next meeting is to be held in the Hutt Valley Tramping Club rooms on the Philip Evans Reserve on Monday, 7th of March, 7:30pm. The topic for the evening, e-crime. To Wellington Branch 50, in the next meeting of the social group will be held at the Lutheran Hall in King Street, Newtown, Tuesday, 22nd of March at 1:30pm. And finally, in the branch lineup tonight, Nelson Branch 26 will be holding an open evening on Wednesday the 16th of March at their club rooms in Bolt Road. Now, all facets and disciplines of amateur radio will be on display to prospective new radio amateurs. Hopefully the recruits for the Branch 26 series of amateur radio classes. And that's the branch news for tonight. The next issue of NZART's headquarters info line will be emailed next Sunday, the 6th of March. You can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART headquarters on the NZART webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 27th of March. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters. Sincere sympathy is extended to those in the Christchurch region who may have lost family and friends in last Tuesday's earthquake, and best wishes and support is extended to all radio amateurs involved in the ongoing rescue operations. That's the NZART official broadcast for February 2011. Good night, everyone. Good night now.